It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. Good evening. I'm Peter Biello. Coming up in a bit, we'll hear recommendations from our art hounds. But first, the weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
Move Over Con. Brattleboro is the place to be this weekend to see original movies on the screen at the Latches Theater as the Brattleboro Film Festival winds down its third season. This year, the fest added a new category, Young Filmmakers Showcase, for movie makers who are under the age of 25. And to talk with us about the festival is Sadie Holliday, who is directing the Young Filmmakers Showcase. She joins us now from our Brattleboro studios. Hello and thanks.
Hi, thanks for having me here.
First of all, Sadie, can you sort of give us an overview of the Brattleboro Film Festival?
It's basically a film festival that spans over the course of a week. They feature films that are, you know, kind of starting to hit the circuit, a lot of independent filmmakers, a few first-timers, and they've done a lot of work this year specifically to reach out to the youth. They've been providing free movie screening tickets to high school students, and the Young Filmmakers Showcase is another way that they've been reaching out to, you know, people who are interested in this creative medium in the area.
And I understand that you're a Brattleboro graduate, also a UVM grad, and you studied film, and now you're the director of this newest category at the film festival. So tell me more specifically about the Young Filmmakers Showcase.
So I recently graduated in May, and then I moved back to town in Brattleboro. And a friend of mine, Ian McPherson, who was co-directing the Filmmakers Showcase with me in the early stages, he invited me to join a meeting with a few other board members from the film festival, and this idea kind of came out of that initial meeting. So this is really targeted towards any filmmaker under the age of 25. We have two categories, 18 and under, and then 19 to 25. And we kind of picked that time span because we understand that people get into filmmaking at different points throughout their life. So we wanted to give enough room for people who, you know, maybe found filmmaking after they graduated high school or, you know, were in college, and people who are, you know, younger or take filmmaking classes in the area. And then we wanted to make sure that this showcase had some sort of thing that connected it to Vermont. So every filmmaker, either themselves, through their family, or the topic of their films has some sort of connection to Vermont.
Are you seeing certain themes cropping up?
We do have a couple Vermont-based films that are pretty explicitly so. There is one documentary. We'll be airing a segment of it. It's called Using Your Hands. It's a film about farmers in Vermont. So there are themes like that. Other films, they kind of borrow from aesthetic qualities of the state. So nature is a big theme throughout the films. We have an animated piece that we're really excited about that kind of uses Vermont as inspiration for the backdrop. An avid bird watcher by the name of Grace Kraft made that. She's a RISD student. And then we have some people who have familial connections to the area, like grandparents living here. So they have fond memories of taking trips here that's kind of led them to the aesthetic that they're going for these days in their filmmaking.
And not to play any favorites, but can you name maybe one or two films that you're really excited about?
Yeah, I'm definitely excited about a film by Brendan and Jeremy Smith, who are currently residing in Durham, North Carolina. They have a really beautiful piece called Rice for Sale that was shot in Bali on 16mm film. And it kind of tracks the agricultural industry in Bali to present day. So pretty excited for that one. Also, a fairly local person from Richmond. She's 16 now, but when she was 15, she shot a feature-length film. So we'll be showing a selection from that. We're really excited because a lot of Vermont colleges have submitted some films. So we have a few students from Middlebury. We have some from, you know, neighboring Amherst and Northampton area.
And people under the age of 25 are pretty much born into technology. I'm curious to know whether that tech savvy gave them an advantage when they were creating their original films.
The ones that were featuring by the under 18s, they're all pretty technically advanced. There are some comedic ones as well. But it's been really interesting because the ones that have kind of grabbed the jury as a whole have been the ones that are less on the tech-savvy side of things, but more on the storytelling. And kind of with Rice for Sale, that's a throwback to 16mm. So I think we're starting to see this progression of young people taking on mediums that they haven't directly been exposed to, but their initial tech-savvy introduction into filmmaking is being reflected on them using older mediums.
And do any of these make it onto bigger screens or nationwide release?
A couple of them have made the circuit. So Rice for Sale has been shown at a few different film festivals. The under 18 ones are pretty local, but there are a few that we have that are thesis projects from college students. And one of them by Benjamin Scott called Give In has been featured at the Vermont International Film Festival as well.
And you're awarding the winning submissions in the Young Filmmakers Showcase tomorrow night. So what do they receive?
So they receive money, which is always nice for a filmmaker. Over 18 winners will receive a $500 cash grand prize to use towards future filmmaking. And the under 18s will receive a $250 prize.
Are you already thinking about next year?
Yeah, the reception for this showcase has been really great. We had over 40 submissions, which is, you know, pretty big for a first shot. So I think that this should definitely be something that's continued into next year.
Well, thank you so much, Sadie, for coming in and telling us more about the Young Filmmaker Showcase and about the film festival itself.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Sadie Holliday is director of the Young Filmmaker Showcase at this year's Brattleboro Film Festival, which runs through Sunday, November 9th. For more information, visit vpr.net.